Hello, and welcome to another Outside the Box, number 163, in case you're counting. Today's topic is the price of inequality. Would you like to live longer, see less drug use and crime in your community, and trust your neighbors more? Chances are you'd say yes, unless you're a former addict and hermit who just died. So you might ask, what's your handy-dandy solution to this week's problem, Larry? Okay, I'll tell you. The way to improve these factors and our overall quality of life in this country is to make our society more economically equal. But that's not my theory. It's from Kate Pickett and Richard Wilkinson, authors of The Spirit Level, Why Greater Equality Makes Societies Stronger. In chart after chart, the book authors profiled 21 countries. They measured equality by comparing the difference between the incomes of the richest 20% of the population and the poorest 20%. The authors focused on the most so-called developed countries, many European nations, plus the U.S., Canada, Japan, Australia, and New Zealand. The U.S. topped the list of unequal countries, with the richest 20% making over 8 times more money than the poorest 20%. Japan, the lowest, had less than 4 times an income gap between rich and poor, followed closely by several Scandinavian countries. The book then compared the 21 countries for life expectancy, infant deaths, women's status, spending on foreign aid, percentage who are mentally ill, drug use, obesity rate, teenage birth rates, homicides, prison populations, math and literacy scores for students, social mobility, and even trust. With few exceptions, countries with smaller differences between rich and poor, like Japan and Scandinavian countries, did better than countries with larger differences, like the U.S., U.K., and Portugal, on nearly all of these comparisons. For example, Japan and Scandinavia have very low crime and incarceration rates, whereas the U.S. is easily the highest. This difference was also reflected within the U.S., with more equal states like New Hampshire and Minnesota generally doing better than states with a bigger difference between rich and poor, like Louisiana and New York. There were often exceptions to the rules, but the trends were consistently that more equal nations did better than more unequal ones. And the U.S. was often dead last in many of these categories. So, how do we reduce that big bad inequality yuck? Well, not surprisingly, the authors urge us in the U.S. to make our society and economy more equal, because it will be better not just for the poorest 20%, but for the other 80% as well, working class, middle class, and even the wealthy. One of their primary strategies for making our country more equal is to create more worker-owned and managed businesses, worker cooperatives. I'll say more about these during Co-op Month in October. The authors point to Scandinavian countries which use wealth redistribution, high taxes for the wealthy, and entitlement programs for those who need help, to ensure that everyone is taken care of. And they note Japan's opposite approach of equalizing salaries so that almost no one makes more than several times what anyone else makes. They also mention higher union membership and collective bargaining agreements, reduction of corporate power, and less emphasis on profit and more on public benefits as ways to increase economic and social equality. According to authors Kate Pickett and Richard Wilkinson, if the U.S. had the same rate of equality as the average of the 4 most equal countries, Japan, Sweden, Norway, and Finland, our trust level for others would increase 75%. Rates of obesity and mental illness would decrease by 2/3. Teen birth rates would go down by more than half. the prisons would be practically emptied, and we would work 2 months less per year. Sounds pretty tempting, eh? Do you agree that inequality is an explanation for many of the problems we currently face in this country? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll support an economy and a society where we can spread the wealth.